Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
I'm told I'll live for a. My soul will fly over chilly Jordan, over Jordan. On wings of love, I'll fly away. Not a moment to lose.
Not a moment to lose. There's nothing to do but make up your mind.
Take a moment and choose.
Take a moment and choose.
God's lovely mind. From the moment you're saved.
From the moment you're saved.
How happy you'll be.
How happy you'll be.
Take a moment and live.
Take a moment and
live eternally.
Wherever I go, I'm glad to say,
my soul will fly over chilly Jordan, over Jordan. On wings of love, I'll fly away.
Not a moment to lose.
Not a moment to lose.
There's nothing to do but make up your mind.
Take a moment and choose.
Take a moment and choose.
God's love divine. From the moment you're saved.
From the moment you're saved.
How happy you'll be.
Shout how happy you'll be.
Take a moment and live.
Take a moment and live eternally.
Savior will come for me someday. My soul will fly over chilly Jordan, over Jordan. On wings of love, I'll fly away.
Not a moment to lose.
Not a moment to lose.
There's nothing to do but make up your mind.
Take a moment and choose.
Take a moment and choose.
God's love divine.
From the moment you're saved.
From the moment you're saved.
How happy you'll be.
Shout how happy you'll be.
Take a moment and live.
Take a moment and live eternally.
Good evening, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. We're thankful to be able to be back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity. We might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. We sincerely appreciate all who've tuned in. Thank you for your prayers and appreciate the support and all the ways that you support the broadcast and ask you to continue to be in prayer for us as we do this work. Our intent is and our desire is to do that the Lord would have for us to do. We believe that He is the one who understands what is in need of being delivered and need to be presented from time to time, and want to look toward Him for that guidance and direction. So just pray for us that we'd indeed be careful to do that work. We have been in prayer trying to consider what we felt like the Lord had for us to bring. We do want to address some thoughts that are on our heart as we go to the Lord in prayer. We'll try to keep in mind requests which we have heard. There have been some requests that's been made our way. Just want to continue to remember the many sad and the needy circumstances. We know that in our lives that there are situations which come along, things which that occur that you don't plan for, and things which that just seem to surprise us at times. When times like that, it's good to know that you can turn to the Lord with all your heart, and He is ever present. He's always near where that He can be there to intervene. So we want to remember each other as we pray. Might say this, that as we have been trying to address thoughts, we've been trying to study through what's sometimes called the Articles of Faith. These are just basic doctrines, general principles of the Bible. And as you study through the Bible, you'll find these principles to be common in that they are generally believed and understood. And I've had these on my heart for a while. I have taken time and worked with a group to try to provide a service where that if anyone's interested in studying these topics in more detail, you may do so. We have a website that's providing that information. Also on this website are broadcasts, previous broadcasts which have been recorded. But you can go there and listen. Perhaps you caught a part of a sermon and you wanted to hear the rest of what was presented. You can do that also at this website. And there at that place, it is called the Fisher of Men, Baptistic.com. That's Fisher, one Fisher, no S in that. Fisher of Men, Baptistic, like Baptist, but Baptistic.com. And there are many links there to information. It's all free. And on the button that says radio, you can find previously recorded sermons, and the button that says articles on the left-hand side of the page there. You can click on that, and you can go down and find more references, more material that you can study, consider these topics in more detail. So if you'd like to do so, hope that you'll take time to do so. We do need to go to the Lord in prayer, and then after we pray, we'll try to take up the thought that's on our heart. So if it's to where you can and would like to join with us, let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful for another opportunity that we might come this way. Thankful, Lord, for Thy mercy and long-suffering toward us. Forgive us our sins and shortcomings, and cleanse us and help us, Lord, that we might be such that indeed that You could use, Father, to Thine own namesake and helping others to find Thee. Help us, Lord, to walk in the light of truth and guide us that in that good path. We pray, Father, today that You'd again remember the requests, the circumstances which that we find ourselves in. Remember the sad and the lonely. Oh, Lord, we are thankful for Thy blessings for all such, and ask You to continue to remember such and help us that we'd have the wisdom to and the kindness, the very law of kindness about us, that we could be a neighbor indeed and supportive to all in such conditions. We pray mainly for the lost and ask You, Lord, to remember these. They might open their eyes to their own condition, and Father, they might hear the great gospel call to yield themselves to God. We pray, Father, again that You'd remember those who have been saved, guide and direct through the many snares of this life. Help, Lord, that we'd ever hear the call of God to unite unto the church of the living God, placing our light upon that candlestick and letting it shine to Thine own glory. Pray, Father, that You'd bless the church and help her, that, Father, in the labor which You've set before her, that she would not be complacent, but step forward and engage in those things that You'd have her do. And we pray, O God, that You would indeed remember those You've called to carry the Word of God, continue to call men to stand forth and bring the message from God. Pray, Father, that You'd richly bless and help, Lord, that doors of utterance would be open and preparation be made. Yea, study would be provided, that be prepared when the opportunity comes. And we pray, Father, for our country again. Help our country for we stand in a needy time. Grant, Lord, that those who that would be leaders, that they'd be such who would pursue those things which are good and right in Your sight. And Father, where we fail to ask, fail not to grant. but direct according to that that's good and pleasing to thee, and we'll be cautious to give you the praise both now and forevermore. For ask these blessings and favors in Christ's name. For his name's sake we do pray. Amen. As we prepared for this occasion, we have been trying to consider what's called the Articles of Faith relating to repentance and faith. We want to take some time to read a section of Scripture relating to our topic. The sections of Scripture that we'll read is out of Luke chapter 15. And in Luke chapter 15, we're reading about what's called, sometimes is referred to as the prodigal son. This is about the prodigal son. And in studying the Bible, studying principles of the Bible, you will find that there are meanings, historical meanings, and that there are deeper spiritual meanings to the lessons which are taught. And I would like to just take up the basic meaning as you find in the book of Luke, chapter 15, beginning with verse 11, in regard to repentance and faith. So then reading out of Luke 15, verse 11, we'll begin reading, find the scripture to teach. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. We'll stop reading here. This giving us a reading lesson out of Luke 15. With the mistakes we may have made, we've read from verse 11 down through verse 24. In reading these scriptures, we would like to remind how that we do find that the Bible teaches of repentance and faith. And just to repeat what we believe about repentance and faith is this. It says, we believe that repentance and faith are sacred duties and also inseparable graces wrought in our souls by the regenerating Spirit of God, whereby, being deeply convinced of our guilt, danger, and helplessness, and of the way of salvation by Christ, we turn to God with unfeigned contrition, confession, and supplication for mercy, at the same time heartily receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as our prophet, priest, and king, and relying on him also as the only and all-sufficient Savior. I notice that a part of what I've read, especially being presented to us here in this reading lesson, is that when that we are indeed moved by the Spirit of God, seeing ourselves, seeing our guilt, our danger, and helplessness, compared with the way of salvation in Christ, we turn to God with unfeigned contrition, confession, and supplication for mercy. I want you to think about this young man. And as we read about this one son, we find a young man who came to his father. He came to his father and said, made a request. He desired to go away from his father. And when he desired to go away from his father, he sought the means whereby he might depart. And so he asked for his inheritance. Now, he didn't ask for his inheritance, that he wouldn't ask for his father to support him, that he could go out and live as he ended up living, this living described as a wasting his substance with riotous living. So he didn't ask his father, give me money so I can go and live, have riotous living. That's not what he said. He just asked to have his portion divided to him. So we won't say that the father is any way guilty in what the young son ended up doing. But at any means, the young son, when he went forward, and as he chose his path, he chose to engage in riotous living. And he spent all that was given to him. He wasted it. And as he wasted his substance, when all was wasted, a great famine fell upon him. And he found himself in want. He found himself in need. And he sought a way that he might be able to survive. Now, he didn't turn directly to his father. No, he sought to find help among those where he was at. And they gave him a job to do. They gave him something to engage in. But this job did not satisfy him. This job was not pleasant. He fell to a state, even though he was trying to work and trying to make money, trying to survive, he found his condition to be such that he finally just found himself in a helpless condition. And then he came to himself. And I want you to pay close attention. In verse 17 of our reading lesson, it said, and when he came to himself, it tells us that he remembered his father's house. He saw in his mind's eye, here is where I came from. Look at where I'm at now. I was in a condition that was good. I was in a condition where I was satisfied. And he sought to return to that, but he had to realize where he is at first. He had to see himself as he really was. He had to be willing to admit his condition. He had to be willing to see it was his father who had that which truly was satisfying. And when he turned to go back to his father with not a plea of anything that he felt that his father owed him. No, he said, I'll go back and I'll say unto him, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. In other words, he was going to acknowledge that he sinned. He was going to acknowledge his guilt. He was going to acknowledge that he was wrong and just throw himself upon the mercy of his father, saying, just make me as a hired servant. I'm not even worthy to be called your son anymore. Now, I want you to know that that is a humility. That is a humble condition. That is a contrite condition. He came with confession. He came with contrition, something that when he made the approach, he made the approach and in such a way that his father, when his father looked out and saw him, he recognized him. And he, as the son came toward the father moved toward that son and met him there. And there was reconciliation. Now, you may wonder, as I go through all these points, where I'm headed with this. Well, the Bible tells us in plain language that when we come to God, this is how we're to come to God, like this son came back to his father to see our condition. And I want you to know, my radio friend, our condition is one of sin. The Bible tells us that if we say we don't have sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. That's not me standing here talking about all y'all out there. This is me talking about the whole race of mankind, myself included, so that we have no one has a position they can take and say that all this talk from the Bible is about somebody else. No, it's about all of us. And the scripture says, if we say that we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Over in Romans 3, quoting from the Psalms, we find the Bible to say that there's none that doeth good. No, not one. There's not any who have not sinned and come short of the glory of God. Over in James chapter 4, I find the scripture to say this, verse 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Now, that young man, I want you to think about the condition of this young man who's described to us in the passage there that we've read for a reading lesson. He saw himself where he was at. He came to himself. He saw himself. His admittal unto the Father was, I have sinned. I have sinned against heaven and before you, insomuch that I'm not even worthy to be called your son anymore. Just let me be as a hired servant. Just let me be a part of the household. Ever what that means? A willingness to just surrender fully to the will of the Father. And here, we just see ourselves as this young man. And we see that Father as God the Father. And we see ourselves as making the approach unto God, like this young man made his approach unto his Father. Our Heavenly Father is ready to meet us, like this that I'm reading from James 4. It says, he gives more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw nigh to you. We draw nigh to God. Think about this young man. Did that young man come to his daddy and submit himself? Did he just surrender to him? Say, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be called anything now. I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. I am worthy of just nothing. So I'm not even claiming any rights because that I am your son. I'm claiming no right at all. I'm just seeking if you'll have mercy on me and let me be as a servant. Now, this scripture that we read said, us draw near, submit yourself to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit yourself. Humble yourself. He also says, draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. That young man, when he came to himself, realized what he needed to do. He didn't just realize it and then sit back on it. He realized what he needed to do, and then he did it. And as he came to his Father's house, drawing near, seeing it afar off, pushing on, making his way there, his Father saw him and came to meet him. He drew nigh to his Father, and his Father drew near to him. Now just imagine that young man staying in that far country and never making a move, realizing what he needed to do, but unwilling to do it. I just wonder today, if you all who are tuned in, everybody listening, if you could just see how God opens the doors to our heart and looks down within. As he opens the door to your heart, does he see you still off in that far country? Or does he see you making your way to him? That's a question you're going to have to answer for yourself. God knows the answer, but will you come to yourself and see the answer and then respond to it? I find another verse of scripture relating to this same point of repentance and faith. The scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, down in verse 10. Scripture says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Now that young man, he had a godly sorrow. He had a godly sorrow that when he saw where he's at in that far country, trying to make a living and just barely even surviving. And then remembering, he came to himself, saw his Father's house afar off, and made his way. He was sorrowed after a godly sort. He didn't just mourn and complain about Oh, he wasn't able to have everything he wanted. He didn't have the attitude of, oh, how unfortunate it is that all these things have happened. Or he didn't come back to his dad and start trying to rationalize and argue about why he got in that situation and how he is still his son and that he owed him something, his daddy owed him something. No, no, no. That would be a worldly sorrow. But he saw that he was the result of his own sins. And his condition was something that it was just like the scripture says, he sowed a field and he had to reap it. So he sowed to his sinful desires and he had to reap that harvest. And he admitted it and confessed it. He didn't come with pride. No, no. He had a godly sorrow. So he repented. One last verse of scripture, how repentance is something that's so profitable to us all. The Apostle Paul preached this same message about how we should be like that young man in repenting toward God with faith toward Jesus Christ. When he says, as he met with the Ephesians, it's recorded over in Acts chapter 20, verses 20-21. Scripture says, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shielded you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. What was profitable? This teaching of repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Repentance, coming to God. And how do we get there? Faith in Jesus Christ. Christ said, I am the door. If any man shall enter by me, he shall be saved. If any man enters by me, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. I hope today that you can relate to such an occasion. If not, think about that young man, seeing his condition, coming to himself and making his way to his Father. There's a heavenly Father to all of us. All of us have a heavenly Father waiting. If we just draw nigh to him with that same example that that young man were shown by that young man in the reading lesson. Thank you again for tuning in. May God richly bless you, and yours would be our prayer. Again, this is Mike Bronner from Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church, thanking you for your time.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. You can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska, 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.